The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three. Once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man, Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride. So welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored. And I am finally, I don't even know, I can't even say how long it's been, sitting in front of Kat Sadler in the flesh. Not on Instagram. Not on Zoom.
No, not on FaceTime. We've done it all. It's like we were this long distance love affair for so long, and now we're finally meeting.
I feel like, you know, I've been in your bedroom.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, up with you early morning.
Having coffee.
Yes.
No makeup.
No makeup. Yeah. You've seen me with drains. Sergio's, he's sweating over there. You've seen me with drains hanging out of my chest or wherever it was. Yeah. So it's so nice to be able to give you a cuddle, and I don't even like them.
Does it feel a little weird to you? Like I've done so many of these conversations remotely or virtually that now doing it in person, it feels great. I miss it. I kind of crave it. It's so like nice to actually like see the full Caroline.
I know, it's bizarre. I just did one with Denise Richards, and you know, I've been talking to Denise for years too. Mm. I don't even remember how it happened, and we've never met, and we just were so excited to meet each other. And she's a little firecracker, isn't she?
Oh my God, love her.
Yes, love her.
Wait, did you and I, we have met in person though, haven't we? Here's my recollection.
Okay.
You probably don't even remember this. I think I did meet you in Dubai because I've only been there once, and this was like, I would have been there in like 2015 at one of the big malls at some event that I was on the panel.
You're right.
Yeah. You were there. I just remember like you walked in and the crowd parted and you looked so stylish and everyone's like, that's Caroline Stanbury. Oh my God.
I was cool then. I was on Ladies of London. Yes.
That was when.
I was the shizzle then, but
the shiznit now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm coming back. Watch this year. I'm coming back. But anyway. I am so happy to have you here. Well, 2015 doesn't really count. And I was so nervous because I didn't know anyone that night. So I think I just sort of, I had like blinkers on. I didn't want to look anyone in the face, you know, in the eye, because, you know, I didn't want to have to talk to them. But yes, you have to come back to Dubai.
I want to. I had a wonderful time. I do want to go back.
Well, Kat, I mean, first of all, I've just been on your podcast, but we can't beat around why we're all here really. So I was talking to my producers and they were saying that the biggest podcasts that I ever have are about health and beauty. So, you know, I want to delve into that with you because I want to know, what would your top tip be for growing old, do you think?
Oh my God. One single top tip.
Mm-hmm.
I can't include the facelift. We'll get to the facelift. It's funny because it's interesting you said growing old and you didn't say growing old gracefully, because that's usually what everyone wants to know about that word, graceful.
I'm not going to do graceful.
Yeah.
Why?
Yes, I think there's a lot that can be said about that. I'm kind of like, well, what does that mean exactly?
It means we should hang up our dancing shoes and get a knitting needle out. And I'm just not ready for that.
Or we redefine it. Like gracefully for me means like living in my power and choosing wisely and, you know, loving myself more than ever and not just, like you said, laying down. Gracefully can be really sexy, I think, and really different and bold. So,
well, I find that us women are amazing at this age. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. I feel more powerful, sexier. I can walk into a room and command the room. It's not about how you look. It's about how you feel, girls.
Feel, exactly.
It's everything.
And so to answer your question, having not really thought that through prior ever, that one thing, I think it's self-acceptance, to your point. I think it's learning to love myself, all of my flaws included, which does sound contradictory since I know we're going to get into, you know, changing our faces. But, you know, at the end of the day, I really am at peace with who I am, where I am in my life, where I am in my career, where I am as a mother, like all of the different parts of me, even though they are very, again, far from perfect. And, you know, I have all these imperfections. I have things I celebrate about myself. I have things that, you know, drive me crazy about myself. But just kind of learning to accept that and know that I am enough, all the parts of me.
I am enough. That's a good one. I think, you know, look, when you just sort of kicked yourself because you were like, I know that some of you are going to say, I've just had a facelift. So, you know, how can you self-love? Well, there you are. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm going to say with that, we had facelifts, but we didn't change the way we look. I'm looking at you now, like, and I'm going, God, you look amazing. And you're only 9 months, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look exactly the same.
Oh,
you look
God.
Exactly the same as you've always looked, but just without the excess skin.
Yes.
Why are we not allowed to do that?
Mm.
You know, we're not saying make me a supermodel. I'm not saying make me something, you know, change my look. I just want to be exactly as I did, but look like I'm rested. And, you know, I think when we get to 48 or, you know, 45, 48 upwards, the body's unkind. Yeah. Because we still feel amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the answer is we are allowed to, because look at us, we did. And with aging, we care less and less and less what people think, at least I do. I don't know if you've always been that way, but I am just learning this. I'm just in the last 5-10 years learning to really not care what people think about me and really choosing for myself. So, I mean, listen, it is a hot button conversation. Everybody wants to talk about it. Everybody's got something to say about it. Everybody has an opinion. But, you know, I still, after I got my facelift, I did an interview with Glamour, and the article just totally went viral, and people are still commenting today, 9 months later, on, well, she's just not happy with herself. And I, you know, I keep getting tagged, so I keep seeing all of these references to, you know,
oh no, but
the judgment.
We are happy with ourselves.
Well, I literally wrote back. I was like, actually, I was happy then, and I'm happy now.
Yeah.
And it's really, who are you to say, you know?
No. I want you all out there to understand. I didn't do this because I was unhappy with myself. I've always been happy with myself. I am happier with myself. And I do catch myself looking in the mirror, because it's only 4 months in, going, oh my God. I just showed Denise my before and after pictures. I mean, the fact she was still on the sofa and not in surgery by this afternoon, you know, it's like, I said, if you want to be talked out of it, you're on the wrong sofa. Like, do not pass go. Go straight to the surgeon. You're on the same street.
We should go with her. We'll just
Hold on. Well, she's not the first. It's very interesting to the way Denise reacted to it just now. I'm talking about Denise Richards, for those of you that don't know. We were talking about it because she would also said if she does it, she would be like us and talk about it. So I'm not outing her. But her concern is one that I hear from a lot of people, which is, what if it goes, you know, what if they mess up my face and I don't look like me? And it is really, really scary. But I honestly, and I don't know, Kat, but I feel it's because we didn't touch our eyes that we look exactly the same. And that's
you mean eyebrows? Because we did touch
eyebrows.
Our eyes.
Well, no, we took off our eyelids, but we didn't lift our eyes.
Right.
You know, a lot of surgeons want to lift the corner of our eyes because, you know, as you get older, and they want to lift your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. We didn't do any of that.
Right.
And I actually think that's why we've had one of the best facelifts I've ever seen.
Yes, I know. I have heard this theory. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's... there are so many factors. I mean, I get why people are scared. Like you're saying, like, people are scared. And the worst fear is, what if I do not recognize myself? I can't undo it.
Or although, don't come out of it. You can undo it, by the way. I mean, there's plenty of people that have not had the best. And then, you know, but again, I believe that they went in and did everything. You know, I think we did minimal.
I used the word conservative. I can't tell you how many times. I was just like, I just do less. But I've always been that way. Even with Botox and injectables, I was always like, I don't want to be frozen. I don't want to. I mean, I hate to even say, because, I mean, some of the best doctors in the world are in Beverly Hills. And in fact, Dr. Kim is in Beverly Hills. But I would always say, like, I don't want to look crazy, like the cat one, like all these things where it looks like you look like surgery face. Yeah. I just have never, ever wanted that. So I was always at least requesting to err on that minimal side of things.
I noticed actually with a lot of my girlfriends that have done it, they've done this thing that I was never offered, so I don't get it. But where they lift the top lip, the top lip,
that's hugely
and they
popular.
Cut around your nose.
Yes.
Right. Hugely popular. I don't understand.
Everyone's
it.
Doing that.
Why?
I forget what the official name is of that. One of my girlfriends just did that, actually. Why? Because I think that became quite the trend on social media. And but I
like,
don't know if
you've
who
got a giant
it.
Scar in the middle of your face.
Well,
my girlfriend's got a red line under her nose. She paid a fortune.
Oh.
She's like a bright red. But like, what does it really do? Like, because they're apparently that. The top lip. Like, you see, do you like it?
I don't know. I honestly, the friend who did do it, I haven't seen her in person yet. So I'm kind of like reserving judgment. And I don't know. I haven't really seen anybody in person that's had it. But see, this is the thing. It's so fun to like talk about all the different options. And one of the reasons I wanted a facelift and why I celebrate it, it's like what is available to us is so freaking cool, right?
Like,
there's so much you can do. And it's like, why wouldn't you, if you want, take a reasonable approach to that and try what you might want that makes you feel better about yourself. But there is so much now that's my fear is like, once you start, make sure you can stop, because that's what happens. You know, people start first, it's this, and then it's the eyes, then it's the tweak, then it's the nose, then it's the, you know, take.
That's when you look weird.
That's it. So again, yeah, I think just be careful. That would be my advice to people. Just, you know,
like
cautious.
I'm not doing the fillers now. So I've done the facelift, you know, and then I know women that have done the facelift and then start doing the fillers again, which mm-hmm. defeats the whole purpose. So there does have to be a time where you say, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I feel happy. Like if I had to do this again in my 70s, I don't even know if I would do it. What's the point? Do I need to look great when I'm 70? I have no idea.
I know.
Maybe I do. Maybe I will. Maybe, you know, as I said, I do have a fetal husband. So, you know, it's very possible I'd have to
By
do
the way,
it again.
He looks 14. I'm looking at Sergio right now. You look so young.
It's annoying, isn't it?
It's so annoying.
He
look
wakes
at his
up
pores.
Like that.
Oh, healthy, vibrant. He wakes up like that.
He wakes up like that.
Jeez.
It's really fucking irritating.
God.
Like, this is a process. He just gets up.
Men in general, it's just not fair.
It's not fair.
Rude.
Is it? It's rude, yes. All this work goes into us. It's like, you know, he looks, falls out of bed in his Calvin Klein's, and I'm like, okay, the poster just came alive.
Yes. Well, aren't you lucky?
Oh, look how happy he is.
Aren't you lucky?
Look how happy.
You both deserve it. You both deserve it.
Let's take a little break from the show. Let's talk about health and wellness, because without your health, you have nothing. It doesn't matter how rich you are. I always say, if you're not healthy, then you can't enjoy life. And since drinking AG1 daily, I've felt invigorized, strong, nourished. Not only does it deliver my daily dose of vitamins and minerals, and pre and probiotics and so much more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. And over the years, obviously, like all of us, I'm sure, we've tried loads of supplements, you know, taking multivitamins, mixing powders, pills every day, and it's not always efficient or effective. We don't know which powders work with which ones, and they're not always absorbed the same way. And my breakfast always looks like a mountain. I've walked into a pharmacy during the sale and like just grabbed everything. So just one daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutritional gaps and supports my mental and physical health in 60 seconds every morning. That's it, girls. 60 seconds. You can't do better than that. And it replaces my multivitamin, my pre-probiotic, my supplements to support energy and focus, which we all know after 40 we lose, which makes it easy to maintain my daily habit. I decided to add AG1 to, well, my routine because, you know, I'm doing everything else right. I go running, I go riding, I do Pilates with my husband. That I was just, I felt a great add on to my already healthy lifestyle. And it sort of replaces all the nutritional gaps in my life. I mean, aging is clearly a part of life and we all have to deal with it, but it shouldn't prevent us from doing things we love. And that's why I'm so active. AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. And that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a new partner to Uncut and Uncensored. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs, which means that you don't have to carry around these huge pots with you, which is genius, with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/uncut. That's drinkag1.com/uncut. Check it out. Let's get back to our show.
I've just had the testosterone pellet. Don't get me going. We'll be having wild sex this afternoon. Not this evening.
Wait, you just had the testosterone what?
Pellet in my bottom.
Oh.
Not in the hole. Don't go there.
No.
It's in the muscle.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a shot?
No, it's so they do a little incision into the muscle of your bottom and they insert it about 3 inches in and it lasts 3 months. And
have you talked about this?
Oh, yes.
Of course you have. We're on Uncut and Uncensored.
Yeah.
Okay, do I need this in my life?
I mean, if you were not in this, if I were you, I'd take off your headphones right now and run.
Okay.
Where do you think Denise has gone?
Oh, because you know what I've been focusing on, and I just had someone on my podcast today because I am, of course, interested in all things health and aging and anti-aging and longevity. And the hormonal piece is something that I just know, if anything, I told you, because like, of course, I'm happy with my face, but I'm like, oh, I'm like carrying around like 5 pounds I didn't a year ago. And why is that? And I know that like,
it's that's age.
It's the age thing. Yeah. But it's also because I'm completely depleted in estrogen, but I haven't had all my blood work done to know about my testosterone, but is that what I need?
Testosterone.
I feel like I'm dead. I feel like I'm dead.
Yes. Dead inside. Yes. 100%.
Like I look good. Like that's the crazy part. When you're like, you look at me, I'm like, yeah, but so.
But my body's not,
what's going on?
It also does things. It's sort of, it's good for if you're menopausal. Are you menopausal? Do you know?
Yeah, I think I am. I'm still pre, but I'm not there yet, but I'm like on the hinge of it all.
Exactly. So it can kind of reverse that. And it can keep you, you know, where you need to be. You need to make Chris your first call.
Okay.
And I do things like, so he has, I'm doing copper peptides, which does your skin, your hair, your nails. The testosterone is great for energy, sex, collagen, menopausal symptoms, dryness, all of these things.
Should see her face. That's
I know.
Amazing.
Well, my husband's in here. Does
whisper.
He really need to hear this?
Just whisper.
He's listening to 2 40-something-year-old women. The man's 29.
He's like, you guys were so hot before you started talking
exactly,
about this.
Before you went on to menopausal dryness.
But wait, how long have you been taking the testosterone? And what have you noticed?
So this is my second pellet. So okay. 6 months. This is, okay. 3 months. So yeah, I'm going into 4 months now. Well, you go back to sort of being a teenager. You remember when you used to have those hot dreams?
Yeah. Okay.
Those are coming back.
Okay.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay. So is your libido revved up a little?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It makes you horny as hell, which is good. It does wear off as it's coming off.
Sure.
But you know, I've said this on every single podcast I've done lately, but anyway, I'm going to say it again. A woman's testosterone should be 150 to 200. And when I got tested, I was 15. And now I'm 130 and he just put my dose up a bit. I mean, obviously it's really important, ladies, that you can start dosing yourselves. You can get it online if you want, but you don't want to end up with a beard. So it's really important that you know where you are before you start. So I would suggest that you do it as a controlled substance with a doctor and then you can, you know, take it over if you want to. Plenty of people do. I did what's he called, Dave Asprey. I did an amazing podcast with him about longevity, and he takes it. You know, it's for men and women.
Yes,
by the
right,
way.
Of course. No, my partner Greg, who is 55, and he won't mind me talking about this, but he has prostate cancer, and so he can't. And his testosterone is so low, and he can't take it because of the cancer. So between him not being able to have any testosterone hardly at all, and when we met, you know, we were like teenagers 2 years ago, and then. I'm like, what is wrong
Oddly,
with
has
me?
He seen a hormone doctor? Because Chris is a big believer that a lot of these hormones actually can help
he
with
should.
Cancer.
He should see a specialist.
He really
about
should.
That. Yeah, he should.
And this guy's, you know, I'll give you his number afterwards, actually, but he's meant to be amazing. So, like, I really believe, and he did mention to us, because I actually heard that you know, these peptides can give you cancer. So I was like, okay, you know, and he goes, it's absolute rubbish. And Dave Asprey says absolute rubbish. In fact, it has the reverse,
okay,
but it doesn't suit, you know, the medical people that make all the pills and the everything else to give you the know-how, because obviously they make more money off cancer patients than anything.
Right.
So absolutely rush him down there.
Okay. I'm going to go too. We're both going to go because yeah. I've noticed that's like the biggest thing, like in the last 6 months when I'm like, oh my God.
He must be exhausted.
He's exhausted. Like between the two of us, we just can barely crawl to bed at night and fall asleep. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm not dead yet. This is not,
sounds like a lot of fun in your house.
I know. And it's crazy because like I said, when we met, it was not like even just 2 years ago. And obviously it's been 2 years, but still, like, it's not either of us. So I got to get that fixed. I am not just laying down.
No,
well, I mean, I need to lay down apparently.
At some point. Yeah. No, look, I'm the same. I think as we get older as women anyway, and I, you know, it like, obviously, I think the more sex you have, the more you want it. And then the less sex you can kind of forget about it. You're like, okay, no problem. So unless you have a partner that really pushing you, and especially as mine was going down, I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted, you know. And he was the other way, obviously, because he's so young. He had too much testosterone in his body. And he, you know, thinks he's a young guy, so thinks about sex all the time. But I think that what it did for me is that once you get going, you get going easier.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's hard to rev up a 40-something-year-old woman sometimes when she's tired. Whereas I think the testosterone sort of like pumps through your body. I don't really know or understand how it works. I'm just a guinea pig, but I can't tell you, ladies, like, get in there and check your levels.
Yeah, that's good advice. Done. Doing
it. NAD. Do the NAD.
I've heard about the NAD. I want to do that.
Yeah.
All do you of do these. That also?
Yes, I do all of it.
God, Caroline, you do it all.
And I, well, do you know what, when I've just started today, had my first injection. So if I turn an odd color in the next week.
You tanning, mean of NAD?
No, tanning.
Injection?
Yeah.
That's why we just shot that video. And I'm like, why do I look so pale and you look so tan?
No, I took it today. I'm not, I'm like,
she's turning into an Oompa Loompa.
I'm like, God, can you imagine? I'm like, how do I know when to stop? Because, well, when, you know, you can choose your color. I'm like, oh my God.
Wait a minute. Yes. Is this melatonin?
Yes. Yes.
Injection?
Yes.
Where have I been? I've been at the ranch. Dialed.
I was kind of joking when I asked him if it even exists. And he goes, yeah, actually, they're great. And that's it. I'm in there today.
You're trying to be Sergio's color? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I mean, he's Latin.
I know, it's not
but
fair.
Like, I'm sick of like—
See all the things
look
we have
at all
do.
The fake tan coming off me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just—
Which, by the way, so many chemicals in that, which is not great for us over time.
Really? It's plant.
Plant skin care or sun self-tanner is just plant?
Plant-based.
Okay. Yeah. I guess it depends on the one.
Yeah.
I have some that aren't.
Oh, really? Okay. No, I mean, I just don't like it anyway because it just— It comes off.
Right.
It looks great for a few
Splashy.
Days. Yeah. And then when it comes off, I look like a leper.
Yeah.
If you could see my legs right now, I mean, it's like shocking.
Yeah.
And you have to live like that for a bit or go and have a hammam. But all of these things, funnily enough, I think there's nothing like a tan when you're, you know, a little bit older to make you look younger.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Kat and I are obviously going through whatever it is because we both tried the long hair. I see yours has firmly come out.
You know what, Caroline? I had extensions for 20 years. And, you know, being on TV every single day, like you kind of had to. I have naturally thin hair. You're looking at my thin hair. And just genetically, my mom's always had thin hair. And I loved the look of it. But the second I didn't have to be on TV every day, I was like, no, I will grow real hair. I will figure out how to be thick and healthy and shiny and all this stuff. So I was doing great. Then I chopped my hair. Remember like last summer, it was like up by my ears and I loved just the freedom of like whatever, you know? And it was, I was focusing on more on my face at that time anyway. I was like, I just want really pretty skin. I got my facelift, I chopped my hair. And then of course you always miss your hair. So then I've been growing it and it's, you know, almost to my collarbone now, but I had that craving where I was just like, oh, I want like Crystal Gayle, Demi Moore, long, long hair down to my ass.
I did like it.
I can't, you know what it is? I can't style it. It's just like, I don't have the patience to do it.
Long, you need a blow dry.
Long hair every day. It's just with my lifestyle and my hot yoga that I do. I just can't have a mop of hair. I just can't. So I put that in, the tape-ins, is that what you have in?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, I'm not even going to like be in LA till next week. I'll just take it out myself. And what happened is I just took out the tape-ins.
How do you do that?
With like, they have the solution you can get on Amazon. Oh. It's very easy to have, but I did it myself and it probably wasn't the best way to do it because then I was like ripping out my real hair. And so now I'm back to even less hair. And so I'm taking all of the things to grow my hair right now.
Well, that's an interesting thing because I live in Dubai and the water in Dubai is very, very hard. And we all talk about hair loss over there. And then it's really fashionable right now to talk about your hair growth journey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, well, another reason I need to go to Dubai, I'll fit right in.
Well, take me on your hair growth journey, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, you know what I'm taking is Viviscal. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Is that the three pills? You take one in the morning, one at night?
This is one in the morning, one in the evening. There's Nutrafol, which is four pills a day. And yeah. I did try that once upon a time, but I wasn't consistent at all.
Is this working?
Yes. So that's what's crazy is I started a month ago.
Oh, send me the number.
And I'm getting like baby hair growth. I'm like, wait, did I just like, I'm getting hair on my temple. I'm getting all this like hair that's like 2-3 inches long that I can already see that's growing. So
how does it know where to grow? God forbid it grows any other places.
Out of my belly button.
Your belly button. Your boobs.
No, so I know, like,
what is happening? Yeah.
That's a great question. I don't know how it knows where, but it's working.
It's working. I want that number.
But you know what I do want?
You
hear about all the like what are the
red light on the hair and all of that.
Yeah.
I just did exosomes. The injections in my head, I've done that twice. Bloody hell, that hurts.
Really? So it's supposed to stimulate hair growth?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot. So I think I feel like, because I feel my parting was getting quite, you know, spare. Mm-hmm. And I think being on Housewives, you know, we have to have those ridiculous hairstyles. And you just do. It's kind of like costume. No one comes to watch Housewives for us to really look like Housewives, let's face it.
Right.
Which I just discussed with Denise too, because she definitely didn't get the memo season one. She just was like, you know, take me as I am.
Yes.
So, you know, my hair is pulled every single day. And I'm in those terrible gels and... Yeah.
I did like your recent hair. I mean, I like this too, yeah. But that just blunt kind of.
I'm gonna have him do this blunt, and so for those of you
look
can't
very
see,
fresh, just, very like youthful. I think.
Yeah, but do you like the color? Let's focus on the color.
Yes,
yeah.
I told you. I think it makes your blue eyes just pop.
Yeah,
and it's really pretty on your skin.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel like brown as we get older. Also, like I hate long blonde hair for me. Unless you're really young, I feel like it just makes me look. I don't know, it's a bit tacky on me, to be honest. So I'm kind of loving this. And he put some like red into it. And I think it warms your skin tone. And, you know, I'm trying to be grown up, Kat.
Oh, gosh, in your crop top, as if.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I, look at me. I'm like in holy jeans. I'm in a hoodie. I do struggle with that a little bit, too, because I've always, you know, dressed very free and somewhat trendy and all this stuff. And now I'm like, God, wait, I am turning 50 this year. And I'm like, can I still do like what I did? I don't know. I feel a little like I'm in a bit of identity crisis.
I think we all are. I looked at myself going past the, you know, the window this afternoon and I was like, I had long, you know, shaggy, thick hair and I'm like, got my big boots on and my crop top. I'm like, the fuck do I think I am? I'm 48 years old. And it's true. And when I was in my teens, or 20s, it's so funny because I had a boyfriend back then who was a, you know, big banker in New York. So I used to dress head to toe in Chanel. I looked like I'd run through the fucking store with super glue on in the sale. Like I just, yes. Everything was stuck to me. I was Hermes and Chanel. Like I was like an old woman.
Wow.
Yeah. And now I dress like a teenager. I mean, go figure. I don't understand.
Go figure. But do you feel good? I mean, that's what you got to do.
I feel fucking great. There I've just go. Had my testosterone pop better. Yeah.
So jealous.
Yes. Let's take a little break from the show and talk about something today that is key. If you have a family, if you have a business, if you are, you know, a single woman living alone or taking control of your finances, do not skip this advert. This is key for everybody out there. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people searches databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I defy anyone to say that they haven't had one of these things happen to them. So sign up and provide Delete Me
with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts will take it from there. It sends you regular personalized privacy reports showing what information they found about you or your family and what they've removed. I think all of us with children as well, going into the world, you just don't want that information out there on the web. And it's very scary. It isn't just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you and constantly monitoring and removing personal information that you don't want on the internet. So you can easily take control today of your data and keep your private life private. I mean, if you're, you know, a public figure like me, these things are key. And now I'm giving you a special discount for our listeners only. So today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/uncut and use promo code uncut at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/uncut and enter the code uncut at checkout. joindeleteme.com/uncut. You're welcome. Pass this down to your families and friends because I really think this is important. Let's get back to the show. You know what it is as well? The judgment from my mother's generation.
Mm.
It's that generation because that's the generation, remember, that didn't really do, and they didn't have this available. And like, I think secretly they hate that we do.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. My mom is 74, 75, and she did have a facelift and she did have a boob job.
Well, she was before her time.
She was completely before her time. And the funny thing is when I was young, 20, 21, when my mom got her boob job, I thought—
Why are you whispering?
I was like, oh my God, my poor mom. I'm like always talking about her on my show. But I remember judging her. I was like, oh, three kids, 40. Why is my mom getting a boob job? Like I was like eyes rolling, you know? And— Now I understand.
Now you think,
and I
remember how cool she was.
She was so cool. And she was in, and her response at the time was, it's my turn, you know, single mom, raised three kids, all this stuff. I was like, oh, I get it now. Yes, you deserve it. It's a gift to yourself. But when I got my facelift last year, of course, she was completely supportive. But now she's like, oh, should I get another one? Is it too soon to get another one? She got hers in her 50s. And of course, I asked.
My mom, of course, is, I mean, she's so British. I know it's so funny. I sent the picture of my mom when I came out of hospital. She didn't even reply. And then she didn't.
With your bandages and your bruises nothing. And everything?
Zero. No response.
No.
And then I called her a few days later or whatever, and she'd read everything in the papers. So technically, she thought mine was botched, by the way.
Oh,
and she still
God.
Hadn't called to check. And that's what's so funny.
Is that just a very British, like, disapproving response? No
Probably
response?
Probably a bit of everything, I think. You
but
know,
you were her daughter. She has to know this is, like, something Caroline would do.
Well, I think she's just gone through life rolling her eyes because everything she's ever told me I shouldn't do, I've done.
Mm.
Absolutely full force ahead. And I think at this time, you know, she's like just, I don't know, that's another one of her harebrained schemes. You know, and that's it.
So. Maybe she is a little jealous.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, you know, and then she comes here and wants to see all my doctors. So,
see?
Yeah, you're right. But then I always say, you know, where do you start when you get older? You know, you've got to start young. You've got to start young because otherwise, you know, it does mean a full facelift and she's definitely not doing that.
Right. It's funny you brought up your mom only because I just remembered something you said when you're on my podcast. You referenced boarding school. Mm. And then I was like, oh, I don't know about Caroline's upbringing and like childhood and boarding school. And that set, did you enjoy that? I was thinking of all the things
enjoy
I wish I would have asked you. Did you
no.
hate it? Was it isolating? Did you love it? Like, were you alone for 4 years? Like, how did that happen?
4 years.
Well, isn't boarding school like 4 years? How long?
Since I was 7 to 18.
So
six.
Every year for a calendar school year, which was yeah. how many months?
Well, I mean,
10 months or something?
Yeah.
You would go away.
Yes.
Without your parents?
Yes. Since I was six.
Which I know is not like you're not the only person to have ever gone to boarding school, but what is that?
Well,
like?
It's like being in boot camp.
Yeah.
It really is. And actually, it shouldn't be allowed that young. I don't think it is anymore, to be honest. It's not natural. Mm. It's really not natural. But I tell you, look, as much as I hate it, I'll actually put it down for making me hyper independent. Mm-hmm. I don't need anyone. I haven't been home to the UK for 2 years. You know, I'm not attached to anything or anyone. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know. It's just made me very strong, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I am quite weird like that. So yes, I mean, yeah, I don't really know what to say. I mean, I don't have normal relationships, I suppose, with my brothers and sisters and my mom. And
did they go to boarding school, your siblings?
Yes, everybody.
Okay.
We all went to different schools.
Do they spend more time in the UK than you?
They all live in the UK. Oh. I'm quite close to my older brother. My other brother, I haven't seen. I mean, I think I visited his house once. I don't think I've been. And my sister, I haven't spoken to, I don't think, for 2 years.
Hmm.
And I haven't been home. It's very weird. We're
Are
British.
We in therapy?
Yes. Is this, am I on your podcast?
Yes, sorry, I can't help it.
What about your family? How did you grow up?
I can't help it. It's in my nature. It's in my nature. I do find that fascinating because you just kind of answered it. You are so dependent and you do live on your own rules. Mm. I mean, hell, uncut and uncensored. You've always just been unapologetic and very like confident and anchored in just who you are. And I think, you know, if you kind of in some ways are on your quote unquote own, then that would probably be a natural way to evolve and kind of be.
I absolutely am. And I think, you know, doing what we have done, being in front of a camera for quite a long time, every day you sort of like scare yourself a little bit, mm-hmm. right? To be able to do what we do.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that I, you know, all the decisions that I've ever made in my life, as I'm sure you haven't scared the pants off you, because if you're not being scared daily, like, I mean, I don't believe that going onto any red carpet for you ever gets any easier,
no.
Right?
Yeah, I was always scared.
Yeah. And I think that the daily, and me too, like when I made the decision to be with Sergio and leave my normal, you know, marriage, or when I made the decision to go onto Housewives, or when I made the decision to go back, you know what I mean? Or when I left, you know, these are all decisions that are like take, it's not like I wake up and I go, yep, that is, you know, that is, I'm 100% behind it. I ended up having panic attacks with my decision over Sergio. I ended up in hospital twice.
Oh, wow.
You know, so no, yes and no, you know yeah. what I mean? Like yeah. I always follow through. I don't scare myself out of it, but it doesn't mean I don't go through blind panic like the rest of you.
Yes.
You know, I do, but I know that what's on the other side of it is worth it. Mm. I believe my truth, which is, you know, once I've made that decision, I commit.
Yes.
And I think that's a very important decision for people. Mm-hmm. You know, a point for people, sorry, that once you've made the decision, don't waver, you know, no matter how hard, because the people that don't waver are the ones that really get what they want at the end of it.
Well, you know what else you're doing, which I applaud, and I think for women our age, beyond the facelift and the sagging face or these other challenges we're having and testosterone shots in our ass or whatever, pills, is the who am I? I mean, because actually... Yeah. I mean, that's if I'm going through anything, it's a little more existential in that, like, wait a minute, I was this person for this part of my life and I was the girl on E and I was the red carpet person and I've done that, been that. But does that still have to be who I am? Because that doesn't really fit for me anymore. And so I have a lot of just questions and not answers, really, to be honest, about who's next.
You're in the discovery phase.
I am in the discovery phase.
It's really exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting and scary at the same time, yeah. Because then you cannot attach to, you know, these old identities that you used to that gave you, you know, your ego or your confidence or your applause from the world, you know? So it's like, what I choose now, how will that look?
Well, I think we've been bonding a lot over that. And the interesting thing, because I don't mean to harp on about Denise because she was just here. So that's why we're talking about you. But like the interesting thing that having met you and her on Instagram, we have shared contacts and ideas and things to lift each other. And she was saying how rare that is here.
Yeah.
But we have like all said, okay, we're all in the same position. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all redefining who we are. We all have different careers than we ever thought we were going to have, or, you know, we're stepping into the next phase of our lives and we are all reinventing ourselves and looking at look at me. I'm suddenly doing retreats and things like this. And I'm trying to persuade Kat to come and to do one with me, you know, because we have so much to give women our age,
yeah,
you know, and actually helping all these women and, you know, with your podcast, my podcast, look at how many people we're helping.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're so right. That's the one thing I do know. Like, that's the easiest part for me is if I can just put a little something into the world, consistently every week. And, you know, people are on the other end of this right now listening and they're, you know, have an aha moment or they're inspired or they feel less alone or whatever these things are. Great. I will continue to do that. I just, it's back to what you were saying about being scared. Try to be a little scared every day. And there's not much that's doing that for me right now. And so I feel a little just uninspired, I guess, to because I know I need to stretch. And right now, I mean, I've been on this mic since I was 19, right? So I know this and I love this. And I will always, I think, do this in some form. But what else? I feel like I need to crack open and challenge myself a little bit more.
I think Kat Sadler needs a course because I would join it.
Oh, you would join, of course.
I would, because well, for us, I think, you know, what you think is obvious to the person out there, many people would love a career like yours. And what you do is not easy. It is not easy, ladies or men out there, to sit here and talk to ourselves for an hour and something without any, without breathing. It looks easy, but, you know, we're thinking off the top of the head. I don't prepare for this. Do you?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on who. I was interviewing a doctor earlier and I thought I better know a thing or two. Yes. About all the things and the hormones and the brains and the stuff. But so I do think about it in advance, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Right. No, not
it's
always.
Not.
No.
And it's like, it's an art, it's a talent. And I think, you know, these kind of things, we need to understand what life looks like to make us happy. Right. So, you know, once you've identified what parts of your life make you happy and how you like to work, and we're very blessed to be able to do this at home. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what we look like.
I know. It's crazy. The interview I did earlier today, I was literally in my sweatpants, you know, waist down. Nobody knows. I'm in my socks. Nobody knows. You know, there's a lot of freedom. And that is so different. But then again, I was so used to every single day, the full glam. I mean, how lucky are we for that? And that part of our job, like I did have the glam. I did have the hair. I did have endless stilettos. And
all
now,
the stars you met. Oh my God. I kept
so
watching
many
you.
Stories.
For, yes. Like watching you on the red carpets and your beautiful gowns, interviewing every, I mean, you met everybody.
It was like a fairy tale.
It was a fairy tale.
It really was. And I grew up so different than you. I mean, I was from the middle of the United States in Indiana in a very, very small town where no one went to Hollywood.
So how on earth do you end up on a red carpet?
Blind faith. Maybe just again that, like what you had, a little bit of like, I believe in myself. I knew I always had this inner calling that wasn't it
enough
for me. It wasn't it for me. I knew there was a big, big world out there and I had to see it. And I still got a lot more world to see.
But that's what that really is. I mean, I think the more I've understood my calling and I think, oh God, it's that dreadful word, purpose. I can't even believe I'm uttering it. But the more you understand it, the more everything just comes.
Yeah.
It's crazy the opportunities that flow to you. And I am going to make you do one of these things with me. You're not going to say no because I've just manifested it.
I want to do it. I would love to do a retreat. And I'm glad that you did tell me about that. And again, thank you. Yes, to your point that like you're sharing and you're nudging me and like you're inspiring me. It's really great to see you do what you're doing and then share that with me. But retreat actually, for me, that does feel like a fit. It does feel like my offerings could make sense there. I do like actual meaningful exchanges, which is why I love the podcast space more than the red carpet. Because let's be honest, on red carpet, you get somebody, I may have interviewed Brad Pitt, but it's like 2 seconds and it's about like
it's a
shoot.
Not a connection.
No. And so I do yearn for more like real exchange and real connection. And so a retreat would be perfect.
But I think what we've done here is we've built, you know, over the time, this community of amazing women and all of you out there. And at the end, I'm going to put a link that, you know, those of you interested to join me and Kat can come. I'm going to force her to do it. We've got
where
no
are we
date.
Going to do it?
I don't know. We'll get there. But let's just see. Those of you that want to come with us, I'm going to give you a link and where you can sign up and come and meet us. But I think it's like, you know what it is? This community of women that we've created over the time, and the same for you on yours, is that, you know, we'll have the connection where you spend those time. And, you know, we only have like, say we have 20, 25 women, you know, even 30. That is still so intimate that we can all share our stories, that we can all help each other. And you'll be amazed. I went to one of these things and I didn't believe in it. And I was like, oh my God, this is hope, absolute, you know, twat. Get in there.
Twat.
And, you know what I mean? I didn't know what to expect. I thought we were going to sit around a campfire and sing Kumbaya or something.
Yeah.
But actually, I came out completely inspired. Mm. I wrote down everything and I was taking notes. And I'm like, who am I? Why am I taking notes? And then I was like, do you know how much I learned in that room? Because even though I, you know, I was on the panel, all the people that were there all had something to give and share. And we all shared with each other. And it was quite amazing. And I actually felt completely, completely like, I can do anything now. Mm. And that's what you get out of it.
Mm, we need that.
We do. We all need that.
We need that. And after living through a pandemic, and not everybody is jumping on planes, right? Mm. And traveling the world and getting to see things and people and having all these experiences. I think people are a little, and now that we can just not leave our house and work from our computers, people are a little more isolated and missing those social connections. And that's actually something I learned from the doctor I keep referencing. And she is a brain doctor. And she was talking about cognitive reserve. And she was saying how as we age and we get our brain fog, or we are like all of the parts of us start to decline, that's like such an overlooked part of everyone's lives are the social exchanges and the connections like you're talking about, and how that will keep us young and our bodies actually physically healthy doing that.
Don't underestimate investing in yourself. Like, yeah, as in, you know, you take the step and actually going on a retreat even by yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You're forced to make friends. You're mm-hmm. forced to talk. So if you are that person that's been hiding behind a computer screen or got a little bit nervous from the pandemic and all of these things, and you've lost the art of connection, this is the perfect way to force yourself into the new phase of your life. And actually, this year is all about that, isn't it? It's the year of the dragon. It's a very powerful.
Yes. There's all this astrology, yeah, zodiac shift going, yes, on. Yes.
That this is the year. I think last year for everybody, I don't care who you were, it was a complete shit show.
Yeah.
And I think this year is going to be changing. And I feel so positive and excited for the next steps.
Okay, everyone's going to come join us. Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Is this a cult?
Yeah. Start a cult. You have to just get a facelift before you're, yes, accepted.
Exactly.
Everyone's got a facelift.
You can only
come. That's your entry ticket. Yes.
If you're over 40 with a facelift, sign up. No, that's a joke. Right. Yeah. But well, thank you, Kat. This has been amazing. And I could talk to you for hours.
You make
hours
me laugh. Thank you. I need more humor in my life. I'm serious Sally all the time. I'm so like deep, and I'm a Virgo, and it's very nice. You're very refreshing, and I love spending time with you.
Oh, thank you, Kat. Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored. And I am going to put into the bio about these retreats and what we're going to be up to. And I hope that you guys will come join us. Come join our cult. And you don't need a facelift.
Maybe if we just call it a cult, that'll, yes, be really popular.
Do you know how popular it would be?
Exactly. Yeah, if we call it a cult, just call it what it is.
Here it is.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.